现在是闵行区2017学年第一学期高三年级调研考试英语试卷听力测试时间。先试音，试音的内容是一段音乐，请调节好广播音量。试音结束，听力测试现在开始。
Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Good morning. What can I do for you?
I'd like to have my emergency brake fixed. The car rolls when I park it on the hill.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?2. It's such a beautiful day today. Why not sitting out in the backyard for a while and enjoy it?
I'd love to, but there is a lot of laundry to do.
Question. What will the woman probably do?
3. Rod, I hear you will be leaving at the end of this month. Is it true?
Yeah.I've been offered a much better position with another firm. I'd be a fool to turn it down.
Question. Why will the man quit his present job?
4. Do you still manage to continue playing sports, Mary?
Not really. Besides the routine work, I have housework and a baby to attend back home.
Question. Why does the woman stop playing sports? 5. I have to say, I find the new smoking regulations too strict.
Well, they're for everyone's health. I have no complaints.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
6. Hi, Michael. I can hardly recognize you. Why are you dressed up today? Are you going to the theater?
No, actually, I just had an interview at the photo studio this morning.
Question. What do we learn about Michael from this conversation? 7. Professor Jackson.We were wondering if we could sit in your English class.
I wish I could say yes, but if I accept you too, I wonder how to say no to a lot of others who have raised the same request.
Question. What does the professor imply?
8. What an uncomfortable looking chair.
Well...It may look that way, but just try it out.
Question. What does the woman imply?
9. I ran into Sally the other day, and I could hardly recognize her. Do you remember her from high school?
Yeah, he was a little out of shape back then. Well, has she lost a lot of weight?
Question. What does the man remember of Sally?
Ten. Have you taken Miss Green's history exam before? I'm kind of nervous.
Yes. Just concentrate on the important ideas she talked about in the class and ignore the details.
Question. How does the woman suggest the man prepare for Miss Green's exam?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two passages and a longer conversation. And you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following passage.
Do you have a tough maths test coming up? Then listen to some classical piano music just before the test. You might end up with a higher score. Researchers at the University in California conducted an experiment. They asked a group of college students to listen to some piano music by a famous 18th century composer before taking the maths test. They were surprised to find that the students' scores jumped 8 to 9 points. The music seems to excite nerve activity in the brain, similar to the activity that occurs when a person is figuring out a maths problem. However, the scientists warn before you get too excited about applying this method to your maths tests. You should remember that brain's exciting effect lasts only 10 to 15 minutes. Would rock music work as well as the piano music did? No, the scientists say. In fact, the less complex music might even interfere with the brain's reasoning ability.
Now, listen again, please.
Do you have a tough maths test coming up? Then listen to some classical piano music just before the test. You might end up with a higher score. Researchers at the University in California conducted an experiment. They asked a group of college students to listen to some piano music by a famous 18th century composer before taking the maths test. They were surprised to find that the students' scores jumped 8 to 9 points. The music seems to excite nerve activity in the brain, similar to the activity that occurs when a person is figuring out a maths problem. However, the scientists warn before you get too excited about applying this method to your maths tests. You should remember that brain's exciting effect lasts only 10 to 15 minutes. Would rock music work as well as the piano music did? No, the scientists say. In fact, the less complex music might even interfere with the brain's reasoning ability.
Question 11. What is the passage mainly about?
Question 12. Why can classical music play a positive role in problem solving?
Question 13. What is one of the findings of the research?
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the following passage.
The winter gift-giving season is responsible for 20% of all retail spending at American businesses. But how and when people buy holiday gifts is changing. Record numbers of Americans are turning to the Internet. More than 100 million people are expected to buy something online this holiday season. Traditionally, the biggest shopping day of the year was in late November, on the day after Thanksgiving. People still call it Black Friday. The idea was that it could push businesses into the black, the traditional color for recording profits. Red is for debts. But now the busiest days are right before Christmas. many people wait for last-minute price reductions. With the rise of the Internet, the National Retail Federation came up with a new term. Cyber Monday is the Monday after Thanksgiving. The idea is that many people look in stores over the weekend. Then, to save time, they order online using the Internet at their jobs when they return back to work. Cyber Monday is a big day online. But market researchers at Comscore Networks reported that the biggest day of the holiday season so far was December the 13th. The company said people spent almost $670 million at American sites that day. That did not include travel sites. Comscore estimates that online spending during this holiday season will reach almost $25 billion, that is 25% over last year. Online selling makes it easier for businesses to react to changing conditions. It costs less to change the advertising on the website than in stores.
Now, listen again, please.
The winter gift-giving season is responsible for 20% of all retail spending at American businesses. But how and when people buy holiday gifts is changing. Record numbers of Americans are turning to the Internet. More than 100 million people are expected to buy something online this holiday season. Traditionally, the biggest shopping day of the year was in late November, on the day after Thanksgiving. People still call it Black Friday. The idea was that it could push businesses into the black, the traditional color for recording profits. Red is for debts. But now the busiest days are right before Christmas. Many people wait for last-minute price reductions. With the rise of the Internet, the National Retail Federation came up with a new term. Cyber Monday is the Monday after Thanksgiving. The idea is that many people look in stores over the weekend. Then, to save time, they order online using the Internet at their jobs when they return back to work. Cyber Monday is a big day online. But market researchers at Comscore Networks reported that the biggest day of the holiday season so far was December 13th. The company said people spent almost $670 million at American sites that day. That did not include travel sites. Comscore estimates that online spending during this holiday season will reach almost $25 billion, that is 25% over last year. Online selling makes it easier for businesses to react to changing conditions. It costs less to change the advertising on the website than in stores.
Question 14. What does the speaker say about Black Friday?
Question 15. What do people do before Cyber Monday?
Question 16. How much money was spent on holiday online shopping last year? Questions 17 to 20 are based on the following conversation.
Michael, do you go out to work?
Not regularly, no. I used to have a job in a publishing company, but now I do the things I want to do. Some of them get paid, like lecturing and teaching, and others don't.
What are the advantages of not having to go to work from 9 to 5?
There are two advantages, really. One is that if you feel tired, you don't have to get up. And the other is that you can spend your time doing things you want to do, rather than being forced to do the same thing all the time.
Do you feel satisfied in having this privileged position?
Yes, because I think I use it well. I do things which I think are useful to people and the community, and which I enjoy doing. Mary, do you think that in order to lead a balanced life, people need some form of work?
Yes, I do. But I think it's equally important that their attitude about work should be positive. It seems to me that whatever work one is actually doing can become creative. And I think that this is what we all need to feel that we are creating something. In the same way that even when a mother cooks a meal, she is creating something that is very necessary for her family.
Now listen again, please.
Michael, do you go out to work?
Not regularly, no. I used to have a job in a publishing company, but now I do the things I want to do. Some of them get paid, like lecturing and teaching, and others don't.
What are the advantages of not having to go to work from 9 till 5?
There are two advantages, really. One is that if you feel tired, you don't have to get up. And the other is that you can spend your time doing things you want to do, rather than being forced to do the same thing all the time.
Do you feel satisfied in having this privileged position?
Yes, because I think I use it well. I do things which I think are useful to people and the community, and which I enjoy doing. Mary, do you think that in order to lead a balanced life, people need some form of work?
Yes, I do. But I think it's equally important that their attitude about work should be positive. It seems to me that whatever work one is actually doing can become creative. And I think that this is what we all need to feel that we are creating something. In the same way that even when a mother cooks a meal, she is creating something that is very necessary for her family.
Question 17. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
Question 18. What is the thing Michael likes to do most?
Question 19. What problem does Mary think lies in Michael about work?
Question 20. What does Mary think about work?
This is the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。